Oasis Audio presents Pan's Realm by Christopher Pike. Read for you by Adam Verner. Chapter 1. The gang had never gone on a real picnic before, not in a meadow with a proper basket of food and a blanket to lie on in the sun. It was Cindy Mackey who suggested it would be fun to do it at least once before school started. And since no one else could think of anything better to do that day, a picnic it was. Their town, Spooksville, was surrounded by mountains and hills on three sides, and the ocean on a fourth. It was in these wooded hills that they decided to have their picnic. There were many beautiful meadows in these woods, meadows isolated enough that a person could pretend he or she was in the middle of nowhere, places where evil could happen, and no one would be the wiser, until it was too late.
"I hope you didn't put mayonnaise on my sandwich," Watch said, as Cindy began to empty the picnic basket on the yellow blanket they had brought.
The meadow was filled with bright yellow daisies with black centers. Nearby a stream gurgled, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. The surrounding trees were tall, heavy-branched. Although they now sat in the sun, they had found the hike from the road through the woods rather chilly. The shadows were deep in these woods, and old.
"Since when did you care what's between two slices of bread?" Sally Wilcox asked Watch. "You used to be the most unpicky eater I know. Hey, Cindy, Adam, I remember the time Watch ate half a dozen uncooked eggs."
Cindy made a face and hooked her long blonde hair behind her ears. "Is that true?" she asked Watch.
"It was at Easter, an egg-eating contest," Watch explained. "The eggs were painted different colors."
Sally smiled and pushed back her brown bangs.
"So were the egg yolks. Only one had a normal yellow center. In fact, if I remember correctly, the one egg you didn't eat eventually hatched, and out popped a small reptilian creature that burrowed in the ground and eventually ate most of the local gophers," Sally added. "I think the witch had something to do with those eggs."
"At least I won first prize in the contest," Watch said, fiddling with his pocket calculator.
He was working out calculations for a new telescope he was building. Watch, in addition to wearing four watches, usually carried a calculator, just as Sally usually carried a Bic lighter.
"What was the prize?"
Adam Freeman, who was the new kid in town, asked.
"A $20 gift certificate to the drugstore," Sally said. "For the next year, Watch got to buy all the antacids he needed."
"The eggs did kind of make me sick."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?